stinging.
You got a back one out.
I've got a late one.
You got to lay some cable.
No, it's there. I can feel it.
The worst part about Christmas, the Christmas bowel movements.
Oh no, it's flatulence, man. It's the bowel movements, so I can handle them. I've got an old working class constitution. You know that goes back.
What coal? What? I had coal for breakfast.
No, we're meant to hold that stuff and store it over winter. We're like squirrels. We're backing up, man. We're backing all up.
I was like, everything in the toilet this morning just smelled like sage and onion stuff. It was. I'm almost sure to the point it was coming out my pores.
For me, it was Brussels. It's Brussels.
Well, if you're muck enough to eat Brussels, then yeah.
But they're not. Brussels are tolerable only if you put everything on top of them to cover them up. If you just have
them, then why eat them?
It's tradition. It's you got to.
Is that Kel? Do you want Brussels? No. Oh, you got to have Brussels.
No, I felt really guilty because I think I've been all brave last year and said to my mum, "Oh yeah, I like Brussels." She's took me my word and gone out and specifically bought Brussels.
Oh no, Brussels just for you,
for me to eat.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to just to be polite. I felt I didn't want to offend her, so I had to eat them. And I had to spend the whole time there going, "Oh, these are nice. Oh, they're lovely."
Oh,
and her kind of eyeing me the whole time I'm eating them. So yeah. And I spent the last day and a half just fighting Brussels sprouts, man.
I can't stand it. But we are both at the moment nursing just awful, awful tender stomachs.
Oh, it's terrible. It's
you don't want to look at them. You can only. I mean, we're working at what, like half lung capacity at the moment.
Yeah.
Just oh god.
I can't even have any kind of pressure on my belly at the moment because I think it will come out of all orifices.
I think we can. I can. Speak for both of us and say thank God we're both single right now, because if there was a partner pressuring us for sex right now, I think we would follow through.
Yeah.
At the first sign of any kind of romantic interlude, it's like don't put any pressure, don't put it.
Yeah. I think well, if you had a partner who was into scat, then yeah, that'd be quite helpful.
Oh, Christmas scat.
Christmas scat. I want a little scat party.
Oh God.
I don't know why.
Yeah, God bless us everyone, and then follow through.
I don't feel. I always imagine someone who's into scat as Dutch. Well, yeah, you know, how do you fancy a little bit of scat? Do you fancy some scat?
I don't know. Are we getting ahead of ourselves? Should we be speaking for the Dutch? Are the Dutch into scat? Maybe they are.
Maybe,
and we're selling them short. Is it like they're not? Or they are? Or they're not?
Well, the first time I went to, the only time I've been to Amsterdam, obviously I visited the red light district and the porn district, and that was the first time I found out what that style of porn was, of defecating on each other. And it was the first time I realised, so obviously it was Dutch porn that I saw.
And by then you've already got your rubber gloves on and they've already done it on you.
Yeah, it was already done. It was too much.
No, fair enough. Right, part 4 coming soon.